السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونستهديه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله سيد المرسلين وخاتم النبيين ورحمة للعالمين وصلى الله على آله الطاهرين الذين أذهب الله عنهم الرجس وطهرهم تطهيرا. أوصيك عباد الله ونفسي بتقوى الله. On this Friday khutbah, I would like to remind ourselves once more about the importance of the day of Friday. Friday is a sacred day for Muslims in our calendar. You know, just as the Christians have Sunday, the Jewish community has Saturday. For Muslims, it is the Thursday night and Friday daytime, from sundown to sundown. In many Muslim countries, Friday is the weekend. For them, it's very easy to go for the Friday prayers. But here, for us, it's a working day. And yet you will see, alhamdulillah, you know, with the migration of the Muslims to places like Canada, you know, Friday is still considered to be an important day for the Muslims, and they try their best to go to the closest center for the Friday prayers. If you look at the Greater Toronto area, all the Islamic centers and the masajid, wherever you go on a Friday midday time, you will see that it's filled with people. So this is a good thing, and I think even in some places, Muslims somehow have come with the understanding with their workplace to get a longer lunch hour on Fridays so that they can go to the Friday prayers. I would like to, share with you a hadith from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this is Sheikh Saduq in his Al-Khisan, where according to his own sanad, going all the way to Rasulullah, he says that the Prophet said, "Inna yawm al-jum'ah sayyidul ayyam," that Friday is the chief of the days. "Wa'azama inda Allah azza wa jalla min yawm al-adha wa yawm al-fitr." This might be surprising, but he says that in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Friday is more important than Eid al-Adha and Eid al-Fitr. Fihi khamsu khisal. The Prophet says there are five things about Friday. Number one, khalaq Allah azza wa jalla fihi Adam. Adam was created on Friday. Wa ahbat Allah fihi Adam ila al-ard. The day Adam came to this dunya, that was also a Friday. وَفِيهِ تَوَفَّ اللَّهَ آدَمْ. That is also number three, the day when Allah, you know, gave death to Adam. That was also a Friday. وَفِيهِ سَاعَةٌ لَا يَسْعَلُ اللَّهُ الْعَبْدِ فِيهَا شَيْئًا إِلَّا أَتَاهُ مَا لَمْ يَسْعَلَ حَرَامًا. Then the Prophet says that on Friday, there is a specific time. At that moment, when a person asks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for whatever he wants, as long as it's not haram, Allah will respond to his dua. And number five, he says, وَمَا مِن مَلَكٍ مُقَرَّبٍ وَلَا سَمَاءٍ وَلَا أَرْضٍ وَلَا رِيَاحٍ وَلَا جِبَالٍ وَلَا بَرٍ وَلَا بَحْرٍ إِلَّا وَهُنَّ يَشْفَقْنَا مِن يَوْمِ الْجُمْعَةِ أَن تَقُومُ فِيهِ السَّاعَةِ. This is everything in this universe. From the angels and the heavens and the earth and the wind and the mountains and the lands and the sea, all on Friday are in a way concerned because they know that even the last day, the Qiyamah, will happen on Friday. Now, out of these five things, three were past events. The last one we don't know. We'll leave it to the mountains and the rivers to worry about it. You know, we don't really think about it that way. Number four is something of interest to us, where the prophet says there is an hour, there is a moment on Friday, that when a person prays to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as long as his plea is not for something haram, Allah will respond to that dua. But in that statement, in this hadith, the prophet didn't give which moment of Friday. And this is where we go to another hadith from Sheikh Saduq in another book of his, Ma'ani al-Akhbar, where Fatima al-Zahra, salawatullah alayha, she comes to our help on this issue. She says that the prophet said, well, she says, you know, I heard the prophet saying, إِنَّ فِي الْجُمْعَةِ لَسَاعَةً لَا يُرَاقِبُهَا رَجُلٌ مُسْلِمٌ يَسْأَلَ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ فِيهَا خَيْرًا إِلَّا عَتَاهُ إِيَّاهُ. That there is a moment on Friday that if a Muslim person, you know, observes that and prays to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for khair and good, Allah will respond to it. This is the quotation from Rasulullah by Fatima. Then she says, Ya Rasulullah, ayyu sa'atin hiya? This is where we get the answer. She then asks her father, which moment of Friday is that? And the Prophet responds by saying, Iza tadalla nisfu ayn ash-shams lil-ghurub. When half of the disk of the sun sets, when the sun sets on the western horizon, when the half of the disk is gone beyond the horizon, that is the moment. So the very last moment of Friday. And she says, you know, according to riwayat, كانت فاطمة تقول لغلامها, on Fridays, Fatima will ask her servant in the evening time to go on a higher place and to watch the sun setting. When it reaches to half of the disk, he or she, whoever is the person there, will get the indication that it is the time now, and Fatima al-Zahra will sit down for dua at that moment. Salawat. Some more ideas on the importance of Friday. And when we use the term Friday, actually we are including Thursday night from Maghrib to Friday, Maghrib time. There is a narration from the sixth Imam where he giving the tafsir of this ayat of Quran in Surah Yusuf, when the brothers of Yusuf, you know, realized their mistake, regretted what they had done to their brother Yusuf, they went to the father, Prophet Ya'qub, and they said, you know, we have asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness, but we would like you to ask for our forgiveness. Those people who have a problem with Anbiya becoming the wasila here, this is the example. Ya'qub was a muwahid, isn't it? He wasn't a mushrik. He would have turned around and said, why are you asking me? You already prayed to Allah directly, that's sufficient. No, sometimes when problems are very serious, you need help of somebody who is closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And seeking wasira is not a shirk. Sometimes our people also get confused on these issues. So look at the example here. According to Quran, and this is in Surah Yusuf, Yaqub responds to his sons by saying, Sawfa astaghfiru lakum rabbi. I will soon ask forgiveness for you from my Lord. Sawfa doesn't mean right away. you know, I'll give some time. And so there's a discussion, why did he not just do the dua right away? And this is where the sixth imam says, أَخَّرَهَا إِلَى السَّحْرِ لَيْلَةِ الْجُمَعَةِ. Yaqub was waiting. He said, not now. I will wait for the Laylatul Jum'ah, more towards the morning time of Friday, Sahar time, when I will pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for your forgiveness. So it is two things here. Number one, the wasila of, you know, a Nabi, and even the timing sometimes has its own impact in our du'as. And so Shab-e Jum'ah or Jum'ah that we talk about, it's not just a ritual issue, it is part of the importance that, you know, our religion has given to us. In another narration from Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali bin Abi Talib alayhi salatu wasalam, he talks about the importance of Laylatul Jum'ah, the Friday, the Thursday night. Technical translation would be the eve of Friday, Laylatul Jum'ah. And he says that the importance of that is that man mata laylatul jum'ah, man mata laylatul jum'ah, katab Allahu lahu bara'atan min zaqtihi min zaqtatil qabr. Whoever dies on Thursday night, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will release him from the what we call fishari qabr. You know, from the squeezing of the grave as one of the earlier issues after burial. Wa man mata yawm al jum'ah, and whoever dies on the Friday, the daytime, كَتَبَ اللَّهُ لَهُ بَرَاءَةً مِنَ النَّارِ, Allah will release him from the fire of Jahannam. And so even time has its own impact, you know, of course on these issues we don't have, you know, the choice there. We can just pray that, you know, if the eventually we have to die, and if it's going to happen on a Thursday or maybe on Friday. Another hadith from the sixth Imam again, where he talks about the issue of somebody is intending to do a good deed. مِثْلُ الصَّدَقَةِ وَالصَّوْمِ وَنَحْوِهِ. Somebody who wants to give charity, or somebody who wants to fast, a sunnat fast, or something like this. Then Imam says, يَسْتَحِبُّ أَن يَكُونَ ذَلَكَ يَوْمُ الْجُمْعَةِ. It is better for you to delay till Friday, فَإِنَّ الْعَمَلَ يَوْمُ الْجُمْعَةِ يُضَاعَفُ. Because whatever good deed you do on Friday, you know, the reward of that is multiplied. And last hadith in this series is from the Prophet, Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Where he says, أَطْرِفُ أَهَلِيكُمْ كُلَّ يَوْمِ جُمْعَةِ بشيء من الفاكهة واللحم حتى يفرحوا بالجمعة. Especially for us in the western part of the world. You know, in many Muslim countries, Friday is a holiday. It is a day of, you know, relaxing and enjoyment besides the namaz. You know, but in the western part of the world, we don't get the opportunity to really observe this day other than coming for Friday prayers. The Prophet says that gift your family on Fridays, on every Friday, something of fruits or, you know, meat. We're talking about, you know, not the regular meat that you buy. Maybe something special. Basically, you can replace the items according to your own, you know, surrounding and your own situations. حَتَّى يَفْرَحُوا بِالْجُمْعَةِ, so that your family can be happy and feel the joy of Friday. So whether it's going and buying, you know, flowers for your wives, you know, or buying fruits, we have nothing to do with the fellow sales outside, but you know, at least that is a service available for you. You know, so we have all, and this is where the Prophet is actually saying, make the family feel that it is a good, it is the day of Eid on a weekly basis. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to understand the importance of the religious rituals that we have. إن أحسن الحديث كتاب الله العزيز. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعمل الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الذي لا إله إلا هو الحليم الكريم غافر الذنب وقابل التوبة وهو الغفور الرحيم. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا هو العتوف للعباد بجوده والعواد على المذنبين بحلمه. ونشهد أن محمدا نبيه وحبيبه. سيد المرسلين وشفيع المذنبين ورحمة للعالمين، صلى الله عليه وآله الداعين إلى سبيل الله بالحكمة والموعظة الحسنة، قادة الأمم وأولياء النعمة ومعدن الرحمة. أوصيكم عباد الله بالتوبة مما سلف من ذنوبكم. Let me connect with this issue of giving importance to our own values, even on matters of rituals. To a broader issue, sometimes we hear this complaint that, you know, what is Allah doing? All the blessings of this dunya, these days we see it is given to the West. And the Muslims have nothing but suffering. The first point would be that what has Allah not given to the Muslims? You know, what happened in the last, 50 years? Oil was in the hands of whom? Even now. But it is their own, their activities and moving away from Islam, that even though they have the oil, they are still being controlled by others. So the complaint that Allah has not blessed the Muslims is really not true, especially if you look back in history, 14 centuries. So don't just look at what is there now. But let me respond to that in a different way. And I would say, it might sound very harsh, but I would say that the people in the West, they believe and practice in what they believe. I'm not saying they are right in what they believe. They sit down as a society, select their own members of parliament, make legislations. Once they have met the legislations, right or wrong, they abide by it, they follow it. Maybe we should think about it. Why the blessings are coming here? Because they practice what they believe in. What about the Muslims? They say one thing, they behave completely opposite, especially when we talk about respecting the rights of one another. You know, simple thing like getting your passport. You know, we have so much used to the system here. You don't know if you go to some of these Muslim countries, you have to go and see your, local MP, get a letter or, recommendation before, these things can be, approved. And it takes its own time. Here you sit down. Just fill the form. As long as your papers are correct and valid, there is no hindrance there. There is no issue of giving bakhshish, bribery, nothing. If your things are going to be done legally, there is no worry there. In the East, what happens? Muslims, non-Muslims alike. Even if it is your own right, still you have to give bakhshish. Bakhshish is their khuda. Then they say, why is Allah not doing anything? Well, we don't really believe in him on a practical level. Look at the issue of, paying tax. We see this some of the Muslim countries, including the cases of Pakistan that we have been hearing these days. People who are millionaires and billionaires have properties in Dubai and London and this and that, and if you look at their tax return, they are poor. Huh? And this is where we have to realize that, you know, we can say we are Muslims, but on a practical level, there is no Islam. It's there in the words only. I can never forget that day. This is more than 20 years ago, I think, when the first meeting took place between the Palestinians and the Israelis in Madrid. The so-called peace meeting, first time, face-to-face. And the table was selected in such a way that they don't need to, you know, lean over and shake hands. The distance was so much that even if they would lean over, they wouldn't be able to shake one there's a hand. I don't know how many days were the meeting, but the last day was Friday. And the Israelis were insisting that in early afternoon we have to leave because we want to fly back to our homes before sundown for our Sabbath. But on the Palestinian side, nobody said, oh, it's Friday, we need a break for Friday prayers. This is what I'm saying. They practice what they believe in. And we always want to please others. We don't think about, you know, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is asking us to do. We come to this part of the world. The challenges are there. MashaAllah, you know, it's a Friday working day. We have almost, you know, people sitting to the capacity here. This is a good thing. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase your tawfiqat, give you strength to inculcate this value in the next generation. Not that we say, okay, you know, Thursday night is a work, is a weekday. Why don't we move our events to Saturday night? You know, this is where we think about it. Because for us, Friday night, Thursday night and Friday are important days. Yes, they are challenges. But let us continue that because that is the way Islam has talked about this issue. You know, it's interesting that even Allama Iqbal, he's a poetry. For the first part of it, he was given a label of kafir. When he issued his kind of complaint to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the same statement that I mentioned earlier, that, oh Allah, you know, what is it? We are worshiping you, we are doing this and that and everything, and you know, all the barakat are going there. But he says, you know, rahmatein hain teri aghyar ke kaashanon pe, barq girti hai to bechare musalmanon pe. And there's the complaint, that your ni'mat are going to others, and only thundering bolt is coming down to the bichara Musliman. But this is where we have to realize that, you know, how faithful we have been to Allah and Muhammad. How faithful we have been to the Quran. You know, and later on he comes with the response from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. After his shikwa, he writes a jawab shikwa. Now Allah is responding to the complaint. And there, you know, says he talks about, you know, you're talking about what you have done in the past, but that is your ancestors who have sacrificed for me. What are you talking about? What have you done? And this is where he says, referring to your ancestors, he say, wo zamane mein muazziz the musalman hokar aur tum khwar hue tariq e quran hokar. They had this glory because they were Muslims. But you are despised because you have abandoned the Quran. And you know, so now we go to the Quran and we say, yeah, maybe it's not for our time. Let us, you know, abandon the teachings which are not in line with the values of the West and society. Well, if we are doing this Tarki Quran, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not going to send the ni'mat and barakat you know, on the Muslims. And this is where we have to realize we have to go back to the Quran, to the Prophet, and the Ahlul Bayt, alayhim as-salatu was-salam. اللهم صل على سيد المرسلين وشفيع المذنبين نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم والإمام المتقين وأمير المؤمنين علي بن أبي طالب صلوات الله عليه وعلى سيدة نساء العالمين سيدتنا فاطمة بنت رسول الله صلوات الله عليها وعلى سيد الشباب أهل الجنة الحسن المجتبى والحسين الشهيد بكربلاء عليهم الصلاة والسلام والأئمة المسلمين علي بن الحسين ومحمد بن علي وجعفر بن محمد وموسى بن جعفر وعلي بن موسى ومحمد بن علي وعلي بن محمد والحسن بن علي عليهم الصلاة والسلام اللهم صل على مولانا الحجة بن الحسن صاحب العصر والزمان ما أحيى آثار البدء والطغيان هادم أبنية الشرك والنفاق حاسد فرو البغي والشقاق صلوات الله وسلامه عليه وعلى آبائه الكرام ما اتصلت الليالي والأيام اللهم عجل فرج وصح المخرج واكحل ناظرنا بنظرة منا إليه واجعلنا من المستشهدين بين يديه اللهم اجعلنا ممن يذكر فتنفعه الذكرى إن الله يعمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون